it's a good move to show that the political leaders in this country that people are fed up of what is happening, and they who have the power to stop it have to speak now.
Victor Makasa is one of hundreds who plans to sit outside the South African Parliament tonight. They're protesting the death of 24-year-old Nokola Nokaza, whose funeral was held just yesterday. Nokola was an out lesbian who had recently become a member of the Euroclini Pride Organising Committee, EPOC. Her body was found severely mutilated, lying in an alley in Kwatema. It was evident that she had been raped, with remains of a bottle still inside her. As the project coordinator of the Coalition of African Lesbians, Victor Makasa says the nature of the death indicates that it was a targeted hate crime due to Nokala's sexuality.
They rape women every day, and all they do is rape with their bodies. But when it comes to lesbian women or gay men, some kind of object in many cases is used. Now, the fact that they even reach the next extent of using a bottle or inserting a bottle in a human being's vagina, it is very clear that it was some kind of intense anger, like what you have done is so bad, so we shall punish you. And we know over the years that gay people, not only in South Africa, across the world, have been punished in these very degrading manners.
Reported cases of rape are rampant in South Africa, with ActionAid reporting that 500,000 rapes take place every year, and almost half of all women will be raped during their lifetime. Corrective rape is a crime against a lesbian woman, in which a man believes they can correct their sexuality by raping lesbian women. Reported cases of corrective rape are so common that EPOC Communications Officer Bun Chikado points out that authorities have a history of treating crimes of corrective rape with complacency.
Many of them are not even reported. They take these as normal crimes that are not based on one sexual orientation. So not much is done on that. You know, even when you look at the top 10 priorities of police in South Africa, hate crimes and corrective rape are not one of them. So, you know, people don't recognize this as a serious problem. They take it as a general thing.
In terms of legal rights, South African legislation is progressive. It's the only country in Africa with legal gay marriage, and the Equality Act was passed in 2000, which specifically outlaws so-called hate crimes. However, in practice, these laws are not being utilised, as the CEO of ActionAid from Sydney, Archie Law, points out.
South Africa, I think, as many people know, has a very progressive constitution that guarantees the rights of gay, lesbian people and guarantees more rights than you'll find in Australia, for example. But however, the legal system hasn't really caught up with what the constitution prescribes. So in many ways, the police won't investigate these crimes and there's no real support for the survivors, even though this is all guaranteed in the constitution. So all we're asking the South African government to do is to enact the provisions of its own constitution. Really what the Australian government could do would be to actually raise this issue in dialogue with the South African government.
Victor Makasa from the Coalition of African Lesbians states that even for those who do make it to the courts, very few receive serious sentences, with the majority of cases being granted bail and rapists and murderers being sent back into the community as free agents.
In so many of these cases, men are left to go on bail out of these prisons, and they come back and terrorize the same people who are seeking justice on behalf of their deceased ones. So it was just so painful, however much we lobbied for it to be recognized as a hate crime, the government did not hear that. And up to now, they still demand be recognized as hate crimes and be punished as such.